You see, teens gravitate towards toward being influenced. Excuse me, that's hard for me to say. Teens gravitate toward being influenced by the oldest person who cares, respects, encourages, and positively challenges them. I'll never forget whenever I was in college, I was a freshman, and my room was at the very end by the telephone, and I heard this kid talking to his dad, parent or something, and essentially the comment was that they never wanted him to come home again. And here he was, a freshman in college, and I know how my heart was feeling about that time, pretty homesick. And we talked about that, and just out of ignorance, I kind of shared with him about my home life, and he says, "Wow, I wish my parents cared enough to tell me no every once in a while. I wish, in high school, I wish my parents cared enough to actually want me home." And that little tiny conversation really changed my life, because I realized that I had a special family. My family wasn't like all the other families. And I have a feeling a lot of us in this room have special families. And youth, you need to understand that. Youth, let me say one more thing. As I often say, if you remember nothing else, please, please, please remember this. Whether you believe it or not, God created you in His great wisdom. You are uniquely special and put on this earth to change people's lives and point them towards God. Do you understand that as human beings, that is really our primary goal, our primary responsibility? And everything we do should really gravitate around this concept. We are uniquely made so that we can communicate, so that we can have relationships with different people to point them toward God. Ultimately, that's our only goal as human beings on this planet. You understand that? If we all did that, can you imagine what kind of planet we would live on? But youth, especially today, I want you to hear this. You are uniquely special. I want you to hear that God knew you when you were being formed in your mama's belly. I want you to hear that. God knew you by name. God knew the thoughts that were going to be on your mind. And at 2 weeks old, when your little heart was beating like this in your mama's belly, God knew you. And God had plans for you. Do you hear that, youth and young adults? Don't ever question that. Ever. The friends and spouses that you choose will have great influence over your lives. This is really something with girls. And I don't know why. Girls, women, think they can change a man when they marry him. Ladies, about 1% of the time, that man changes. I don't hear an amen on that one. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? You really need to hear that. I mean, it goes for guys who are not married as well, but for some reason, women really think they can change their man. And 10 years after you're married, I can almost absolutely guarantee you that he's going to be the same person he was the day you married him. He's going to drink just as much as he drank before you married him. He's going to go to church just as much as he went to church before you married him. I mean, all the blemishes are still going to be there. About the only time that changes is if there is a dramatic, life-changing experience that happens. And that doesn't even include you as a spouse, mostly. That's usually outside, a car accident, a life and death experience. You see what I'm saying? So, folks, if you're a United Methodist or a Baptist or a Christian, you can't marry a Roman Catholic and expect them to come to your church. I've seen that too much in my church. I mean, in my hometown. Roman Catholic community, Benedictine college is right like 9 miles away. So many of my friends married Roman Catholic guys thinking they could make them see the light. But 9 times out of 10, it ends in divorce. I've known so many girls who married non-Christian boys. And unfortunately, she wastes her time on trying to make her husband a Christian. And that usually ends in divorce. Think if she would have married a Christian man, what they could have done for the world together. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm sorry, I'm preaching another sermon. But anyway, it's important that our youth hear that. And youth, don't date someone right now that you think you're going to spend the rest of your life with. Give yourself some time. When you're 22, you can think about dating someone you're going to marry. I'm serious. Be very picky. Be very picky in regards to whom you call a friend. Jamie's probably kicking herself because we were best friends for 4 years before we started dating. See what friendship will get you.